I want to give a round of applause to Fannie Willis, the Atlanta mayor, Nathan Wade, Kamala Harris, and every single other person. Ash, I appreciate you, big dog. I'm going to read that shortly. And every single person that participated in messing up, fumbling the bag, and made sure that they exposed a true hand that a lot of us still want to stay blind to, like we don't know what's going on. And guess what it took in order for us to actually expose all of this? Guess what it took? A white woman. See, the one thing about black women is that they gorgeous, but it's hard to get my sisters to get off code. It's hard to get my sisters to get off code. And you know what else that I noticed? Everybody except the only person that I've seen to have even a minimal conversation about this is my guy, the lead attorney. Give me a shout out to the lead attorney. The only person, only content creator that I see that's really attacking this and breaking this down. Look, I know a lot of y'all like to be distracted by some girl that said that she don't want $30 for lunch. That stuff is fun to react to too. But we also have to have balance. And it don't take nothing but a good old bulldog white woman. Hallelujah. A good white woman to make sure that she broke the roof. The roof is on fire. We don't need that water. Let that mother and burn. Burn, mother. Burn. I take a good old white woman to make sure that they blow the roof off of this whole thing. When we first started having this conversation, before we get into the video, the first thing that I said, and y'all thought that it was just her busting it down for a real one, I said, y'all, and correct me if I'm wrong, to my people in the chat, and shout out to AV to the seventh power too. Shout out to AV to the seventh power too. I love her. I said, listen, y'all, this woman is foul. She stinks. And I said, God told me when I was in prayer that this woman is dirtier than dirty. I said it. I broke it down. I pulled the whole, all of this stuff off the screen. And I spoke directly to the screen. And I said, listen, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I believe that we really gonna find out. We really gonna find out who this woman is and what she really about. And you know what it took? You know all it took? A couple different things. A white woman to expose it, and some people to not have dick discipline that ultimately led to the downfall and now the uncovering of all of the dirty stuff that's really happening behind the scenes. And we only getting a peek behind the scenes. We're not really hearing the whole conversation. But I said it. I said it directly to the screen. I said, this woman is so dirty. And while the black church got her up there accepting awards and letting her preach on the pulpit, defiling the pulpit, while the black church got her up there defiling the pulpit, this is why the pulpit is sacred. Everybody can't be in the pulpit. Y'all got to be careful of who you align yourself with, because I don't forget. And when I get done with all of this, I'm going to go back to them same churches that wanted to have her on the pulpit despite knowing what was going on when she was sitting there saying this because she was a woman and she was black and all of that. Nah. This stinks to high hell. It stinks to high hell. And all it took was for a couple simps, a lack of discipline, in order to blow the roof off of this thing. Exhibit A, ladies and gentlemen.
Or can you confirm whether or not Ms. Willis or Mr. Wade were coordinating with the Biden White House in the course of this investigation and prosecution?
The discovery, they've got a lot of our discovery involves the January 6th. I mean, a lot of what we have in discovery is the same stuff that other places have. So they had to have gotten it from somewhere. And they also, you know, they read a lot of the testimony. They played testimony in the special purpose grand jury. So, I don't know how they got all of that, but they got it somehow. And then, you know, there's one of the other things I did was I did a open records for the White House access, and we had records that Ms. Willis and the mayor of Atlanta were at meeting with the vice president.
Oh, no, Anton, it's not a conspiracy. Are they actually going after Trump because they fear the possibility of the people actually reelecting him back in the White House and upseating the position of power, then therefore they won't be able to exact their agenda against the people? Wait. We sat here. We sat here and we looked at the Atlanta mayor show up. The Atlanta mayor showed his face and went to Fannie Willis's trial, and we were all confused. Remember when I actually showed this on the show? This is why y'all got to tune in every day. We were confused. This is why they don't want to give me my $30 million, because they don't want me talking like this. They don't want me talking like this. We were confused, and we said, look, why is the Atlanta mayor so dedicated to making sure that he supports Fannie Willis? And he spoke out and he went on the news. He said, I want her to know that I got her back. Well, what he didn't tell us is that him and her have been communicating, and then they took a secret squirrel meeting and trip over to the White House. And they just so happened to be meeting with who? Cam. Oh, the dots are starting to connect. Wait, you telling me that this woman, this white woman that got these pearls, this saintly white woman right here, this saintly white woman is finally connecting the pieces for us, which they don't want us to know, and that this saintly white woman is starting to put together the pieces right before our eyes? But if we didn't have the testimony, if y'all wouldn't stop simping and saying, well, Anton, she shouldn't even have to testify. She's not the one that's on trial. Oh, yes, she is. And now in the court of public opinion, because the people are the ones that determine what's happening. Not you. This is an elected position. Look, it's still people like CivLab. Why is everybody treating Ashley's statements as if they're gospel? She feeling the come on. Stop simping. Come on back to the front of the congregation. She's telling you that this is, listen, she's just telling you and presenting the evidence. It's not that she even got to say that her word is gospel. Matter of fact, I'll let her tell you herself.
Okay, and so this is the access history. How does that work? The White House keeps records of anybody that comes in and has any kind of official meeting, for sure?
Yes, and my understanding is it's highly regulated who can access the White House, and so you have to apply in person or apply ahead of time, and then they give you a time when you make the appointment, and they give you a time when you're allowed to be in and when you have to be out by, and they track you. And I mean, that makes sense. They don't want anybody, you know, lingering in the White House, but they keep that. And so they're called WAVE records, I believe is what they're called, and I'm not sure what that's an acronym for, but they're publicly available. They're open records.
Wait a minute. So you telling me that we don't have to depend on a white woman's testimony, Ashley? She's saying that, listen, if you don't believe me, this is public information. You can go over there and see it for yourself. But see, we didn't know how to connect the dots because nobody knew to even look. Why would we look? Why would we look to see whether or not an Atlanta mayor and Fannie Willis actually was meeting with Cam in order to source information so that they could possibly file charges and prevent him from being able to become the president again by then trumping up a bunch of charges and saying that he actually caused an insurrection in January? Why would we think to do that? Why would we think to look there? Huh? Thank God that we live in the United States of America, that we can actually source this information. But I can't put it together any better than this beautiful white woman can. Let her tell you.
And this record that's shown on the screen shows Fannie Willis was a visitor with V. POTUS. I presume that's Vice President of the United States.
Yes, it was.
And what was the date of that back in was that February sometime of 23?
February 28, 2023.
Is that before the indictment?
Yes.
Okay. Any further?
Let me replay that for y'all one more time. Just for the people that didn't hear it, let me replay it for the ones in the back that actually don't believe what she's saying. Let me go back a little bit.
Can access the White House, and so you have to apply in person or apply ahead of time, and then they give you a time when you make the appointment, and they give you a time when you're allowed to be in and when you have to be out by, and they track you. And I mean, that makes sense. They don't want anybody, you know, lingering in the White House, but they keep that. And so they're called WAVE records, I believe is what they're called, and I'm not sure what that's an acronym for, but they're publicly available. They're open records.
And this record that's shown on the screen shows Fannie Willis was a visitor with V. POTUS, I presume that's Vice President of the United States.
Yes, yes, it was.
And what was
the... So they met with the Vice President of the United States of America, Fannie Willis, and the Atlanta mayor. I suppose they wasn't necessarily talking about the YSL trial. What do you think? You think that they was talking about Young Thug, or do you think that they was talking about what it is that they could do as far as making sure that they get these charges levied against Trump? I'm just curious. Maybe they was talking about Young Thug. Lifestyle. Top of the world. This precious who says lifestyle. Maybe they was talking about the YSL case in Ghana. No, y'all don't think that they was talking about the YSL case in Ghana? All right, let me get back to it. This is the greatest morning show. I love doing this show.
The date of that back in... Was that February sometime of 23?
February 28, 2023.
Is that before the indictment?
Yes.
Okay. Any further explanation of why Ms. Willis was meeting with the Vice President of the United States?
No. I know Dexter Bonds, and I believe that's the same one that Dickinson, the mayor of Atlanta, was also there.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We've been going.
The mayor of Atlanta, ATL Shawty. The mayor of Atlanta, ATL Shawty, was over there kicking it. Oh, my God. This is insane. If y'all are not completely blown away by this conversation and this confirmation, I can't believe that y'all not paying attention and y'all are not 100% like, yo, how can we reelect these people? Because every last one of these people that's meeting are all elected officials, meaning that you're the ones that put them in the office. The mayor, the DA, Fannie Willis, Biden, they all was elected into these positions. And y'all know what y'all doing? Y'all continuing to fill their war chest up in order for them to be reelected again. This is crazy. And y'all don't think that this is insane? Man, listen, man, this should be the biggest story of 2024. God said that 2024 was going to be a big year for us. I didn't know that it was going to start off with a bang.
Actually, I first did an open records.
All right, so they're going back and forth. That was really interesting, actually. We got to see how the original text messages between the divorce attorney for Nathan Wade and also his former law business partner was texting with this attorney for Trump co-defendant, Ashley Merchant. And so now that we get to see when they were opened, what dates they were sent, I mean, it's all out there and easy to understand. Senior correspondent Jonathan Sary is at the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta. He's been watching, as we have been, and monitoring since the hearing began. Jonathan, what can you tell us that specifically stands out at this point to you?
Yeah, well, the Senate committee hearing is learning more details about what defense attorney Ashley Merchant says she was able to learn about the romantic relationship between District Attorney Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, her special prosecutor in the Georgia election interference case. Let's listen to some highlights.
He said that they met at a judicial conference before. He was very specific that it was before she became DA, because that was one of the things that he couldn't remember when the judicial conference was, but he knew that it was before she became DA. And he told me, you know, they met at hotels. He would go to her place. And I remember him saying, you need to find her her bestie who they had a falling out. That's the person whose condo it was that they would meet at.
Sister wives. So you telling me black women do actually run interference in order to ensure that the wives don't find out that they going over to your crib. You don't know where to look because she over at her bestie. She over at her bestie's house. So you telling me Grizzly Grip P was meeting with Nathan Wade at her bestie's house and then they wind up having a falling out.
Ashley Merchant is an attorney representing former Trump campaign aide Mike Roman. Roman, who was a co-defendant of the former president, had filed a motion with Merchant to have D.A. Willis removed from the case. A judge is expected
to
rule
on
that by mid-March. Now, the committee chairman today asked Merchant whether she had reason to believe that Willis or Nathan Wade were coordinating with the Biden White House over the course of the Trump investigation. Listen.
Open records for the White House access, and we had records that Ms. Willis and the mayor of Atlanta were at meeting with the vice president.
Funny, Willis and Nathan Wade have testified that they did not become romantically involved until after she hired him to help investigate the Trump case in November of 2021. But as you heard from Ashley Merchant's testimony earlier today, the defense is alleging that the romance started much earlier than that.
So, Jonathan, I just want to get this straight because I've got a former U.S. attorney coming up next. And I want to make sure I have my facts straight. What was the deal with the meeting at the White House? Did you say the Vice President Kamala Harris?
Said that several people were meeting at the White House. Of course, the nature of that meeting was not expressed. It could have been some Democratic event or a social
but
event.
But who was in
but
it?
The implication that they're trying to get at was that allegedly there may have been some coordination with this case, but they don't have any hard evidence of that at this point because the receipts, and this is something that Ashley Merchant pointed out, that Nathan Wade submitted are very vague. They just mentioned that he met with White House counsel or met with White House, but doesn't go into any detail as to what the meetings were.
Okay, I got it. Thank you, Jonathan.
I'm amazed. Nathan Wade, Atlanta mayor, Fani Willis. Why would the White House want to meet with them? I'm so confused. Why would the White House want to meet with Nathan Wade, the Atlanta mayor, and Fani Willis for over 5 hours at the White House specifically? With the Vice President of the United States of America. Literally, the almost the second most powerful person in the world. What? This got to be a coincidence, too. Maybe we should just rename this whole show from Dirty Politics to Coincidence. You mean they meeting with the border czar? Four black people. All of them, two men and two women. Hopefully they didn't have a freak off. And now that would be news. Now that would get the black community up in a roar. Listen, hopefully they didn't, if they had a freak off, then I know that y'all going to actually start paying attention. See, I don't really care about the corruption, the conspiracies, the allegedlys, the receipts, the logs. Y'all don't care about none of that stuff. None of that means anything. The only thing that means anything is whether or not they had a freak off. Two women and two men. Ooh-wee. Then we gonna get y'all on board. Then we gonna get all black media to start focusing. BET. No, they want to know whether or not Shannon Sharpe's hips is working correctly.